This afternoon, I'm going to share with you a subject, which is inevitably, I don't know why, we sang it in the first offertory.
今天的下午我要跟各位一起交通的，就是我刚才唱诗时候的头一首所唱的。
Now before that, I'm going to read a portion of scripture together with you. She forgot her sword.
忘了宝剑。我们要先读一段圣经。
And let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们一起翻到以弗所书，新约以弗所书。
Let's read from verses 14 to 21. Now, chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. Not too long.
第三章第十四节到第二十一节。
You all turned to the Bible already?
大家翻到以弗所书第三章，我们读十四节到二十一节。
Now let's read together. Since we can sing in bilingual, we can also read in bilingual.
我们现在可以用双语来唱歌，我们可以用双语一起来读圣经。
Okay, whatever language. Verses 14. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom the whole family from heaven and earth is named, that we would grant you according to the riches of glory to the friendship with mighty by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you may root it and ground it in love, may be able to comprehend with all things what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the law of Christ, which worth the present knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Without him. Amen.
Amen.
How big is your God? How great is your God? And how great is your church? How great it is that we are in this church. Well, some people say, what is Peter doing here?
有人说你同培弟兄你在这里做什么呀？
Don't you know we're only a small church in Oxnard?
你知道我们在Oxnard这边，我们只有一个小小的聚会啊。
It's only a room for people.
因为我们自己只有一个房间在这里。
But dear brothers and sisters, I chose to speak to you how great your church is.
可是今天我在这里特别要选这个题目，就是要说在这里的聚会是何等的伟大。
For God doesn't see us as numbers.
因为神不看我们的数目。
But by the measure of Christ that we understand.
而是照着我们在神里面所了解的度量来看。
A large church is with very little thing we know about Christ.
若是在一个大的教会里面，但是我们认识的神是很少。
It is a small church.
那就是一个很小的教会。
I don't care if there be 10,000 of people.
我不在乎他那里是不是有成千成万的人。
It is not a large church in God's sight.
因为在神的眼中不是一个大的。
If there was a church.
若是那里有一个聚会,
with people knowing Christ
在那里弟兄姊妹们认识神,
in his full measure,
认识基督和他的丰满,
that is a great church.
那就是一个伟大的。
If I can further tell you, Christ in himself is the greatest church.
若是我们再说再进一步说耶稣基督在他里面就是一个最伟大的教会。
God doesn't look at things that we see in our eye. The Bible promises the riches and fullness of God is embedded bodily in the form of Jesus Christ. Therefore we know Christ is full in God's fullness. When the first recording of Jesus and his growth as a person,
当他在圣经上第一次记载耶稣基督从小长大的时候,
it recorded in the book of Luke,
是在路加福音里面记载,
that the measure of him is growing.
你说他的身量在那里渐渐长大。
Dear brother and sister, let me assure you with this.
弟兄姊妹们，让我来这样跟你们保证。
There's never a church in number too large for God to handle.
因为没有任何一个教会，它是大到一个程度，大的简直神都没办法来处理。
No matter how great, how big the number, how big a building it is.
不管它的建筑物是何等的宏伟，不管它的人数多少。
To God, it is still small.
对神来说，仍然很小。
If we don't understand, if we don't know Jesus.
若是我们不了解神，我们不认识他。
However.
但是。
If we have determined to know Him daily, every with every power and every effort we have.
若是我们在那尽心竭力的，尽我们一切所能，每天每天在那愿意要来认识他。
And we strive to know Him better.
若是我们在那里实在是在努力的要认识他，多认识他。
And the Holy Spirit will anoint us without measure.
然后圣灵在那里就来高抹我们，没有限量。
Do we feel good now?
那我们现在觉得是不错呢。
After I want you to feel good.
我希望弟兄姊妹都觉得不错。
Because the scripture of the book of Ephesians.
因为在这一段，特别是你所说的这一段所说的。
Talk about the greatness of God.
因为说到神的伟大。
If we can look back a little bit in the open to the Old Testament, even the book, even the Psalms.
就是我们在回头看一看在旧约里面，我们看看诗篇里面怎么说。
Let's read a few scriptures here.
我们来读一点点。
Psalm 95.
诗篇95篇。
Verse 3. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods.
因耶和华为大神为大王，超乎万神之上。
And then Psalm 96 verses 3 and verses 3 and 4.
在下面第96篇里面第三节跟第四节。
Declare the glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great.And greatly to be praised, he is to be feared above all gods.
在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美；他在万神之上，当受敬畏。
Psalm 134:35.
诗篇135篇，诗篇135篇。
Verse 5. For I know that the Lord is great.And that our Lord is above all gods.
第五节，原来我知道耶和华为大，也知道我们的主超乎万神之上。
Psalm 145.
诗篇145篇。
I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.And his greatness is unsearchable.
第一节到第三节，我的神，我的王啊，我要尊崇你，我要永永远远远称颂你的名，我要天天称颂你，也要永永远远赞美你的名。耶和华本为大，应受大赞美，其大无法测度。
Let's turn also to Chronicle, Second Chronicle.
我们再看历代志下。
Chapter 2.
历代志下第二章。历代志下第二章。旧约538页。
And verse 6.
第六节。
To throughout. Well, let's just follow the. Yeah.Verse 6 says, no, verse 5, I'm sorry, verse 5. And the house which I built is great, for great is our God above all gods.
我想要建造的殿宇甚大，因为我们的神至大，超乎诸神。
Well, I think Solomon had an idea.
我相信所罗门实在是很了解。
If we have a great God,
若是我们有一个大的神。
He should be living in a great house.
他就应该住在一个很大的殿宇里面。
For the same reason I exalt you all. I encourage all of you.
所以同样的原因，我在这里也来鼓励各位。
For our God is a great God.
因为我们的神是一位大神。
He shall live in a great temple.
因为他住在大的殿宇里面。
The church of our Lord Jesus Christ shall be a great church.
而我们的主耶稣基督他的教会要成为一个伟大的教会。
You know, I'm pretty sure if one feels good about himself, feel confident about himself.
我相信，若是我们自己觉得很满意，自己觉得很有信心。
Somehow in his daily walk, he will not be stingy.
所以在他每天生活上面，他一定不会非常的在那斤斤计较。
He will be a blessing to other people.
他变成别人的祝福。
He will change from an attitude of receiving to giving.
他会从一个得的一个心态里面，来变成一个给的心态。
And church should be a bunch of people who is going about the places to bless people.
而在教会里的一些弟兄姊妹呢，也变成了一群往外走，而且是把祝福传给别人的。
Now the problem of salvation of evangelizing today is like this.
那么今日在我传福音上面有最大的困难就是什么呢
？A lot of people thinking church is only caring about the membership. They want to proselyte all the people into this big institution.
在很多地方，他们只是想到我们要为我们这个教会来把人建立起来，把人人数增多，于是他就把人拘泥往教会里面拉。
They forgot the purpose of church is to proclaim His greatness.
他忘记了教会乃是为了要在那里要来
Proclaim His greatness.
真的是要宣告神的伟大。
It takes a great people to proclaim a great God.
要靠一个要靠伟大的人来宣告伟大的神。
If we are not great enough, we cannot let God fit in us.
如果我们这个人不够大的话，神就没办法在我们这里面。
And when we say the message, will be just a contradiction to what people see of us.
而我们所说的都变成别人看了我们正好相反。
Now, dear brother and sister, let me ask you. You have to ask yourself before the Lord, how great is your God?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们自己每个人都要问神，到底我的神有多大？
How much do you know about this God to make you worship Him and bow before Him, saying, "My Lord, my God, the one I serve is higher than all gods."
这样的神到底是有多大呢？是要让我可以觉得说，主啊，你是那个超乎万神之上的神，你得到我一切的敬拜。
Let me tell you, it'd be no good if you feel good about God.
就是你觉得这个觉得很对这个神很满意的话。
Then you bow down and worship.
那么你自然就会在那里会向他下拜，向他敬拜。
It is a natural thing for you to give everything to this God.
所以就变成一个很自然的事情，你就会把一切都献给这个神。
You can commit to this God, great God.
你可以将自己完全献给神。
You know, you wouldn't want to trust your property to a poor man.
我相信你不会愿意将你自己的所有的这个财产交给一个很穷苦的人。
Because you know this man cannot manage your property.
他知道这个人没有办法来管理你的产业。
You would like to hire the best manager to manage your apartment, don't you?
对，如果是你们总是去找那个最能干的人来管理你的事业，对不对
？Same way with your life.
所以你的生活也是一样。
You want someone who is greater than you, who is more knowledgeable, who is more abundant.To manage your life.
所以你需要那个更伟大的人，那更丰富的人来管理你的生活。
That's why I ask, how great is your God?
所以我在问你的神有多大呢
？I can never forget a book, even the cover of a book, I can't forget.
有一本书我永远不会忘记，就是它的书面封面，我都不会忘记。
Well, of course, everybody said you don't judge a book by its cover, isn't it?
我们都说我们不能够来评论一本书光靠它的外面封面。
But that book is so interesting. I couldn't forget about the cover.
但是那本书实在非常有趣，我没办法忘了它的封面。
And the title is even more interesting.
它的书名是更有意思。
You know, it's just like it's a book with a jacket, a lot of squares on it, one smaller than the other, one smaller than the other, until you have peripheral vision, but you cannot see the middle of it. It's getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
那本书的封面呢，就是一个一个方框框，一直套进去，套的越来越小，越来越小，小到很小很小，根本看不出来了。
And the title of that book is that your God is too small.
那下面的书名叫做《你的神太小了》。
Your God is too small.
你的神太小了。
You know we have today somehow stripped the greatness of God.
我们今天我们常常将神的伟大把它给夺走了。
We try to limit God into our thinking.
我们常常把神限制在我们自己的思想的范畴里面。
We try to limit God into our knowledge.
我们想把神限制在我们自己的知识里面。
Try to limit Him into our system.
把它限制在我们自己的这个系统里面。
God is very inconvenient.
就神这样子就非常不方便了。
You know, the more we seem to know, the more knowledge we have, the less freedom God has.
因为我们越知道的多，反而神的这个自由越少了。
The more we think we have understood the Bible，
我们越来越觉得我们懂得圣经怎么说。
The less he has freedom to tell us the things we don't know，
反而就神更没有自由来告诉那些我们不知道的事情。
Now how many of you read the Bible thinking, "Oh yeah, I read that 3 years ago, and that's a great revelation"?
有没有哪一位是读了圣经说读到哪一段说，哦，这一段很好，我三年前读这里时候我有很大的启示。
And what do you do? Do you know what you do then?
那么你知道那怎么样呢？
Then you don't seem to like to be able to draw anything from it.
然后呢，那段圣经你就再没有办法学到新的功课。
I have heard a message so great about this scripture.
我就说我曾经在这段圣经对着这段圣经，我听过一篇很伟大的讲道。
Therefore, every time when you open the Bible, you remember what you heard 3 years ago. Therefore, limiting God from revealing more abundance to you.
所以每次你打开圣经到那段的时候，你就想起那段讲道，于是就限制了神再把新的信息给你。
Is this what you feel? Is it what you experience?
是不是常常你们会这样这样的感
觉？ Am I right to tell you this?
是不是这样子的？
Thank God you have never heard this message before, right? Otherwise, they come here. Hey, I have heard somebody preaching on the mission trip, chapter 3, and it was a great message. Well, let's compare. Let's size you up, Peter. How well you do compared to that great man.
没错，我们很早以前我们就读过，在这个以弗所书的这一段书，我们听过一个更好的讲道。但是我们来比比看看，你讲好还是别人讲的好。
Indeed, I got a brother who was very near me, and he often said, "Oh, that preacher was nothing. So and so preached a better message, exactly from that scripture, and you know, he was nothing."
我就听过有一位跟我很靠近的弟兄，就常常这么说：“哦，这段圣经，有一个人比他这个讲的好多了，就这段他那个信息讲的好多了。”
You know, to that brother, his God is too small.
所以在对那个弟兄来讲，神在这一点上面就太少。
As if somebody already exhausted God's rich.
好像有人已经把神的这个丰富已经都用完了。
As if that great preacher already given you everything God has to give to you.
好像在那个讲章里头，那个讲员已经把神要给你的已经全给完了。
You got it too small.
你的神太小。
I wouldn't say the preacher was bad, but you're too small to receive all his blessing.
我不愿意说那个讲道的人不好，而是说你接受的人，你就觉得就是这么一点了。
Dear brothers and sisters, therefore you have to know. Our God is a great God.
我们的神是一个大神。
To him there was no limit what he can do.
因为在他那里完全没有任何限制。
Shall we bow before him?
我们是不是要在他面前屈膝呢？
Shall we worship him?
我们是不是应该来敬拜他？
Most importantly, shall we keep looking unto him and receive all his blessings?
更重要的，我们是不是常常要在他面前来领受新的呢？
God is a great God.
我们的神是一个大神。
If we talk about his salvation,
我们如果讲到他的救恩。
If we talk about his creation,
如果我们讲到他的创造。
If we talk about his plan,
我们如果讲到他的一些计划。
If we talk about his wisdom,
或者讲到他的智慧。
If we talk about his power,
我们讲到他的能力。
If we talk about his knowledge,
或者我们来讲到他的知识。
There are scriptures to support every statement we just made.
每一个都有他圣经上面他的都有圣经来支持每一段。
Yet the greatness of God,
但是神的伟大
is that he is willing to humble himself.
就在于他愿意把他自己来谦卑下。
In the form of Jesus, he did come to this earth.
在耶稣基督这个人里面，他的确是来到这个世上。
In the form of Jesus, he did hide all his glory.
因为在耶稣基督这个人身上，他把他一切的荣耀都遮蔽起来。
In this person of Jesus, he did walk in us in meekness, in understanding, in compassion.Just as a good shepherd would do to his sheep.
就在这个耶稣基督这个人里面，他与我们一起同行，这样子的温柔，这样子的温柔谦卑，就像一个牧羊人一样。
We look at Jesus. He was no our greatness form.
我们看看耶稣的话，他没有外面没有什么加型美容。
We look at him. We don't respect him.
我们看看他，大家不太会尊敬他。
People even despise him, saying.Oh, this is the son of a carpenter.
有很多人就在那里拒绝他，说他不过是个木匠的儿子。
We overlooked.
我们就没有看见。
We missed out on his greatness.
我们就没有看见他的伟大的地方。
We preached the gospel of Jesus.
我们在那里传讲耶稣的福音。
Some people even think he was a defeated person, being hung on the cross.
甚至有人觉得他是一个失败的人，他被处死，写死在十字架上面。
But the spiritual greatness, if we have that understanding, shall turn us around and gaze into his glory.
但是若是有这个属灵上的认识的话呢，我们就会转过头来，我们要看他的荣耀。
You know how great is God?
你知道神有多大
？He is so great that he is willing to humble himself.
因为他是伟大到一个地步，他愿意把他自己能够降卑下来。
Now today we have met a lot of proud people, haven't you?
我们今天呢，我们常常会碰到很多很自大的人。
The philosophy, the attitude of the yuppies today is that I am good, I am great.
我们今天这些。
Let me tell you, beware of those 30-something people.
对那些三十几岁的人，我们要小心。
I hope you're not one of them.
我希望你不是那样的人。
But you see, the worldly greatness is built on his self ego, his ego, and only about himself.
因为在世上这个所谓伟大的人呢，是的确是在他自己这种自大的上面来造成的。
But the Lord has nothing to do with them.
而神基督。在跟他们毫无关系。
A true greatness is humbling himself.
真正的伟大在于在自己降卑。
When you're so great, you don't care about how people look at you.
当你那样子伟大到一个地步的时候，你不在乎人家怎么看你。
Have you ever met a millionaire?
你们有没有碰到过百万富翁啊?
Do they always show their green bill, green dollar outside?
是不是他们每个人都要把钱拿出来晃一晃啊?
They don't probably even dress as good as I do.
他们也许不穿得那么整齐。
They don't need to show people how rich they are.
他不需要来表现他有多大财富。
Only those who freshly receive the lottery or show in the paper, show them with a check that they got.
只有那些突然一下子来中奖的那些人才在那里表现。
Dear brother and sister, I'm only using this illustration to show that a true greatness is in me.
所以我在这里我只想用这个例子来说明真正的伟大在于他的谦卑。
Jesus is willing to hide all his glory in order to become a man.
耶稣基督他宁愿将他一切的荣耀都隐藏起来成为一个人。
Not only that,
并且如此,
but he's willing to come into you and me.
甚至他愿意来到进到你我中间。
How great is God?
你说神有多大呢?
John says, even the whole world cannot contain him.
约翰说是即使天地都没有办法来容纳他。
If we were to write a book about his greatness, the heaven and earth cannot contain him.
要是我们想要写书来记载记载他的伟大的话，这个天地都没有办法藏得下。
But this Jesus, God Himself.
但是耶稣基督这位神他自己。
Willing to take the form of man.
愿意这样子来成为一个人的形象。
And humble himself in the form of man.
而将他自己降卑。
Walking on earth as a son of man.
在地上这样行走，如一个人子一样。
To serve.
然后来服侍。
This is the greatness.
这个是他的伟大。
Sometimes we felt that the problems of Christian today is that they don't know how great they are.
今天有些基督徒最大的难处是他们不知道他们自己多大。
If they were great, they can serve the little ones.
因为当他们知道他们有多大的时候，他们就能真正来服侍那小的。
Because they are not great. They don't feel that they're great. They're trying to struggle for position, jumping for favor among men.
其实他们不知道自己到底是怎么样大，所以呢，他们就在那里光耀外面的东西，光在那里争取外面的一些地位荣耀。
You know, my prayer for the brother and sister, for the church, is that the Lord will open their hearts.
我为了弟兄姊妹们的祷告，就是在于希望神将他们的心打开。
To know that we are rich people.
知道我们是那个很富足的人。
To know that we have abundance in Christ Jesus, which is beyond measure.
知道我们在神里面的那个丰富是没有办法测度的。
If we accept Jesus.
若是我们接受了主。
You know, sometimes I feel the freedom to tell you about how I feel.
有时候我在诸位当中，我常常觉得我很有这样的自由，能够将我里面真正的感觉跟各位来分享。
This is tax season.
因为现在是报税的时候。
How many of you feel good about the gift you've given to the Lord last year?
那么各位对于去年你们对这个神的奉献，你们心里觉得很满意的？
You know, every year I counted. Well, everybody does that. I counted my offering to the church.
我每年我在那里报税的时候，我就在那里看看我去年有多少是奉献的。
You know, when I was young Christian, people told me that we should give tithe to the Lord.
当我还是很年轻的基督徒时候，人家教我我应该给十分之一。
And I have kept that for 20-some years.
所以这二十多年来，我就紧紧的在那遵守。
I'm not going to talk. I'm not talking about tithing today. Don't worry.
我今天不是要讲十一奉献，所以不要担心。
Which is a blessing God will give you if you obey.
因为这是一个，若是你遵从的话，神就会大大赐福你。
You know, Henry or Brother Liu didn't ask me to preach about giving.
对，Henry弟兄跟刘弟兄并没有叫我今天来讲到要奉献的事情。
Nobody says that.
没有人这么样告诉我。
But let me tell you the best feeling I have every year during tax season.
我要告诉各位，就是每一年到了报税的时候，是我心里最高兴的。
Is that I find out how rich I am.
我发现到我是多么的富有。
I did more than 10%. I can tell you that.
我最低限度我可以告诉各位，我的奉献多过十分之一。
I'm not going to tell you how much I gave.
我不要告诉你我到底给了多少。
It would sound like boasting.
因为那样好像太夸口。
But you know, every year my giving increased.
但是我告诉你，每一年我的奉献都增加。
And I said to the Lord, I didn't know I was so rich to give.
我说主啊，我不晓得我居然这么样的有钱。
Great God, I'm not very sure in the money that I need to spend.
所以很感谢主，我在我的需要的上面一点都没有缺乏。
But it is really indeed more blessed to give than to receive.
但是的确是那个施比受更有福。
You know, in the Bible, it's called a gift of giving.
在这圣经上呢，这是是一种恩赐，是一种给的恩赐。
I begin to believe I received that gift.
我慢慢有点相信，我觉得我接受了，我大概有那个恩赐。
You know, in history, there are a lot of servants of God. They were able to give.
因为在历史上有很多很有名的圣徒，他们是很有给的恩赐。
I've met most famous 30 pounds to spend for the whole year.
一年他有30英镑在那里。
And he spent 29.
那时候他就需要29镑。
That will barely make his ends meet.
他那是刚刚可以这样可以活活。
And £1 he gave to the Lord.
所以他就给了1镑。
And after he graduated from school.
他当他毕业以后。
Even after he became a great preacher.
到了后来，他成为很大布道家。
He still spent £29 a year.
他仍然每年在那里就是花29镑。
And he accumulate the giving, which is far beyond people's imagination.
而他在那里就这样的一直在那将多余的给出去，别人简直不能相信。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord said He can only give with a cheerful heart.
那主又说呢，你只能够你要给的心甘情愿。
Why is it?
花花心心的给。
Why is that?
那么为什么要这样子呢
？Because God doesn't want us to have an ulcer.
因为主不要我们是胃病。
If you always count the money, you're a poor man when you count the money.
如果一天到晚在那算在那算的时候，你是很贫穷。
A rich man never counts.
那个有钱的人从来不
去数。You know, when you give to the Lord, you never count. Well, the Lord does want it to count. But that's the attitude.
我想这就是一个心态。
Our God is great.
我们的神是一个大神。
So can we.
我们也可以如此。
We can be a tremendous greatness in generosity.
我们相信可以在这个给的上面，我们可以成为一个很大的人。
If you know how great God is.
若是你知道神有多大。
I have tried to illustrate this, that when Jesus was taking an earthly form.
我常常就想我常常就在想当耶稣基督成为一个人的形象的时候。
The life in him is so full.
那个生命在他里面是那么样子的丰满。
It filled his body to every place.
他整个身体完完全全的那样子充满。
You know, I think the glory of God is just about to come out of this flesh.
我相信在那时候就这样子在里面那么样，简直几乎要他的荣耀都容不下，要出来了。
Now when we receive Jesus.
那当我们接受主的时候。
When His life is in us.
当他的生命在我们里面的时候。
I think He's going to fill us too.
我相信他也一样的，要是在我们里面完全充满。
Just like I'm going to fill my jacket.
就像我在这里很胖啊，我的衣服都撑得满满的。
You know.People used to say, when we are gaining in weight, I told my wife, I'm happy because I have more. There's more of you to be loved.
I will translate that.
You can say that to me, would you?
当他加磅的时候就说你有更多让我能够爱。
For that reason, I'm opposing dieting.
所以因为这个原因，所以我是不节食了。
I heard somebody saying to David, "Hey, you lost a few pounds."
我刚才听到有人对 David 说你瘦了一点。
Or child, you cannot feel your jacket anymore.
糟糕了，你这样的外套就撑不起来了。
It may not be a healthy thing to be obese.
也许太胖的话不太好。
But the Lord does wants us.To fill our life.
但是神的确要用他的生命来在我们里面充满。
You know when Jesus is growing in our heart, is inside of us.
当耶稣在我们里面这样子长起来的时候
，He's going to fill your jacket.
他就要把你里面整个都要充满。
Fill to the uttermost.
要把你整个人充满。
Fill to you to a degree that you have nothing left that will not control by Him.
要充满到你到一个地步，你里面没有任何一点点地方是不让他来控制。
For God is a great God.
因为神是一位大神。
He's going to fill your mind.
他要在你的意志里面。
He's going to fill your thought.
他要充满你的思想。
He's going to fill you with His love.
他要用他的爱来充满你。
He's going to fill you with His power.
他用他的能力来充满你。
His energy.
他的能。
Everything.
所有的一切
Everything that is great about God, He's going to fill you.
所有我们那个伟大的神，他所有伟大的地方，他都要拿来充满我们。
Now that's the kind of salvation we receive.
那样的救恩就是我们今天。
It is not a mere knowledge that our sins are forgiven.
并不光是只想着哦，我们的罪得到赦免。
It is not a mere knowledge that we are exempt from, we are redeemed from the curse of God.
并不是光只是那么样了解，我们现在不再被神的咒诅。来从那个咒诅里面得到救赎出来。
That same God is going to fill every believer.
而那样，同样那位神要将来充满每一个信他的人。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
It might be easier for you to believe that your sins are forgiven.
也许容易一点啊，如果你就光相信我的罪得到赦免。
But the Lord wants you to believe that He's going to fill you.
但是神还是要让你相信他要充满你。
There's no reason He can't fill you.
因为没有什么任何理由他不能充满你。
But there is a possibility that you didn't allow Him to fill you.
但是有一个可能就是说你不让他来充满。
And there is another a possibility that you didn't know He can fill you.
还有一个可能就是你不知道他可以充满你。
These are the true reasons that you cannot be filled.
所以这两个原因就让我们没有办法被他充满。
Sin, of course, one of the reasons that God can't fill.
当然，罪恶有罪恶在里面，我们没有办法被他充满。
Our desire to control our whole life.
或者我们自己的那个意愿，我们要自己管自己，要自己来控制自己。
And the stubbornness to avoid God's chastisement and training Him.
或者是我们那样子的固执，我们不愿意接受神的管教。
The struggle that we have before Him.
或者我们在他面前挣扎。
Or even a relationship between your family.
或者是你在家庭中的关系。
Between your spouse or your children or your parents.
夫妇之间，或者是孩子，或者是家人。
There are many reasons that God cannot fill you.
也许那里就有原因，神没办法来充满。
But it is not that He is impossible to fill you.
但并不是说因为他没有办法，没有这个能力来充满你。
You know, this morning, I was listening to a sister teaching Sunday school.
今天早上。
I mean, in Thousand Oaks.
今天早上在Thousand Oaks，我在那里上，听了一位姊妹在一个主日学在那里讲。
It's wonderful.
现在讲得非常好。
Because whenever that you relinquish your right, it's time that the Lord will take over.
因为凡是你只要是将你自己的这个主权交出去的时候，神在那里就要来掌管。
Nowadays we have a term called hustle takeover.
我们今天好像有常常有时候看听到一个名词叫做这个也有敌意的恶性的这样子来
接管。And there's a friendly takeover.
但是我们这里也有一个很友善的接管。
I'm talking about a big industry, big corporation being sold from one to another.
我们那里看到有些很多公司就这样子就卖被卖到别的地方去。
You know, once the takeover happens, the stock market is skyrocketed, isn't it?
你知道吗？每一次在这样一个接管的时候，这个他们的股票都会上。
You know why?
那为什么吗？
Because the mother company who takes over is far more powerful. He's going to turn the business around. Well, by the way, no business is going to sell out when they're not in trouble.
因为常常就是在这个接管的时候，都是因为另外有一个很大的公司，它有很大的财力，它把这个接管过来的时候，于是这个生意一定会好起来。因为没有哪一个公司它的生意很好的时候，它愿意卖给你。
That's hostile takeover.
这个有的时候这是很敌意的，就这样子。
But our Lord is a friendly takeover.
但是我们的主在这里是一个很友善的来接管。
When two companies realize that they can merge and benefit from it.
当两个公司发现，若是他们两个人合在一起合作的时候，于是就可以更好的话。
The relationship is strengthened of a mutual benefit.
那他们的关系呢，就是因为这样的关系，反而更能够更强化。
That's a friendly takeover.
那就是一个友善性的接管。
You know, I may have to change what I said. On a hostile takeover, the stock market goes down.
当这种敌意的接管的时候，它的原先它的股票反而会降低。
The friendly takeover, the stock market will increase.
当这个友善性的这个接管的时候，它的股票就上涨。
People of the world understand that.
世人都了解这些。
But do you realize?
但是你们有没有想到
？When you allow God to take over your life.
但当你这样子来让神来接管你的生命的时候
，It is far better than you control yourself.
比你自己管要好得多得多。
Are you worrying that God is going to take over? It's going to be a hostile takeover.
你是不是怕这个神就这样很有敌意的就把你怎么样子给接管去
？You know, people have the wrong impression that God, our God, is so cruel. He likes to toil us and make us suffer.
因为有些人以为有这样的这个错误的观念，以为我们的神是很残忍的，他要一定把我们会
他要耍一刀。Dear friends, do you still think that way? Therefore, you have you cannot relinquish some of your right, so called, to the Lord.
你们是不是还是也是这么样想？我们的神是这样的，所以你还不愿意把一些不愿意这样子
Now, is this the reason some of you cannot confess Christ openly here?
是不是这样的原因，所以弟兄姊妹中间有人没有办法那样子公开的来承认他是信主的？
Now, is this the reason some of you cannot sacrifice giving, making your life a living offering to the Lord?
是不是因为这样子，所以你发现你不能够将你自己身体献上当做活祭？
Is that what you worry about?
是不是你这样的担心呢？
Do you not?
不要害怕。
Our God is not so cruel.
我们的神不是一个残忍的神。
He is a friendly takeover. He wants to make your life grow into His own image.
因为他是那样的善意的，他要将你的生命这样让他。
Grow into His image, 长成他自己的身量。 For one thing, you know, when you let the Lord take over, I guarantee you that the joy of the Lord will fill your heart.
有一件事情我一定可以跟你保证的是，当你愿意让神来这样接管的时候，一样事情就是你里面的喜乐第一个就先充满。
I knew that because I have done that.
我知道，我如此知道，因为我曾经这样做过。
You know, yesterday some of my brothers asked me why did I give up my schooling and in graduate school and come out to serve God?
昨天有人就问我说，你为什么会愿意把你的这个研究所的这个学位放下，然后来侍奉主？
They felt I've done an impossible thing.
他们说，哎呀，你这个决定真是很特别啊。
But let me tell you, I'm a very simple man.
但是我要告诉各位，我是一个很简单的人。
Because before I relinquish my right to the Lord, I'm not happy.
因为我实在是当我还没有将我自己完全交托给神的时候，我并不太开心。
I had my trouble.
我实在是有很多的麻烦，但当我把全人交给他的时候，喜乐那样子充满我。
And it's not only for a day.
那并不说就那么一天两天。
It's not only for a season.
并不是就那么那一阵子。
Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the way of my life.
又在说，实在是。
I can't remember the Chinese words yet.
我的医生是病，慈爱随着我。That's
my experience.
因为那实在是我所经历到的。
You know, I was fighting with myself, with my wife, with my parents, with my friend, with my teacher, everybody, because I'm not happy.
因为我那时候我不开心，因为我那时候跟我太太、跟我家里的人、跟我的老师、跟我的同学，但是都不对劲儿。
I'm not productive because I'm trying to control my own life.
我那时候实在是没有什么生，没什么结果，因为我想要自己控制自己的生命。
But when I give that authority, give that control to God.
但当我将这样的主权交给神的时候，
I feel so easy.
我觉得真是好容易啊。
Now I'm not a master. I just sold my business.
我说，所以我现在不是主人了，因为我已经把我的公司卖掉了。
I become an employer.
我employee. 我现在变成个雇工。
And I'm the best employee.
Why?
Employer.
我也是一个最好的老板。
And he's so ever considerate.
他是那样子的和善。
He knows what I can do.
他知道我能做什么，他也知道我不能做什么。
And he's only giving me the task that I can handle.
他只给我那些我能够做的工作。
He is not demanding me of the impossible.
他从来没有在那里一定要跟我坚持要我做这些我做不到的事。
Because our God is a great God.
因为我们的神是一位大神。
And I'm destined to become like Him.
而且我也要变成那样像他一样。
Some people is frowning inside saying, "Did he say that?"
I am. 有些人就说，是吗？你真的说了这个话吗？
You know, I think I'm going to become like Jesus.
你知道吗？我想我会变得像耶稣一样。
And every one of you is going to become like Jesus.
而每一个人在这里都要变成像基督耶稣一样。
If you let Him control your life.
若你让他来接管你的生命。
If you know how great He is.
如果你知道他是有多伟大。
And let the greatness of Christ draw you so near that you cannot escape from it.
让耶稣的伟大来这样子来吸引你，让你简直没有办法逃开。
Is that a good deal, brother and sister?
这是不是个蛮好的这个deal？
Isn't that a good deal? Would you like to try it?
所以你们要不要试试看呢？
You can do it now.
你们现在就可以。
I relinquish all whatever you thought was your plan, your right, your future. Give it to the Lord.
就在这个时候，你把你一切的计划、你一切的前途、你一切的打算，就在这个时候全部交给主。
Not only that, you find a great rest.
不仅你在这里要得到。 很大的一个安息。
Great joy.
很大的喜乐。
You find life is so much worth living.
你会发现这个日子这么样，每天过的日子是真是那么样子值得过。
You find your life is full of challenge.
你发现你整个你的人生里面也要充满了各式各样的挑战。
Because God has turned your attention to the thing, the business of His Father.
因为将神将你的这个注意力转移，让你注意到他的父神的事情。
You're no longer taking care of so many the petty things of the world.
因为你不需要再去管那些闲杂的这些世上的事情。
When I talk about petty things, I mean, yeah, you know, business, tens, thousands, millions.
我所说的那些闲事，就是世上的事，就是那些做生意啊等等的。
Make a few bucks or a million.
赚几块钱或者赚几百万块，
这些
都一样，这些都是属于世上这些。
The Lord says, care not for what you care for, not for what you eat, what you wear.
因为主说，你们不要去忧虑你们吃什么穿什么。
These things are what the earthly people ask.
因为那些是世人他们所担心的。
They cannot imagine anything greater.
因为他们没有办法能想到能比那些事情更伟大。
But the Lord Jesus said, He is mindful.Of his father's business.
但是耶稣说，他的呢，他是顾念到父神的事情，天父的事。
We are taken away from the earthly.
所以我们现在呢，实在是从这世俗上的一切事情，我们已经被提升起来。
Let me tell you, the Lord has given us, giving you and I, more challenging things than what you ever can imagine.
事实上呢，神也将那个比我们现在所遭遇的更大的挑战来交给我们。
Now, how many of you are in business?
我们这里有多少人在做生意的
？Or want to be in business?
或者是想要做生意的
？Do you know the greatest enjoyment in business is not money?
你有没有想到，在做生意的时候，最大的享受，并不是真的是赚了钱
？It is a challenge that you can meet.
而是发现到有一个挑战，你能够把那个难题能把它解决。
You can make things happen that no other people can.
当你可以让一些事情发生，就是别人做不出来的。
You know you've got that bit because nobody else can do it.
你在那里，你得到了那个标，因为别人得不到。
That's a challenge.
那个是一个挑战。
That's a satisfaction.
而在这上面你得到。
And that's how you make money.
而这个时候你就可以赚钱。
Well, do I sound like a professional in business?
Yes.
I didn't know I was a business man. But let me tell you, when you serve God, the challenge is much greater than business.
但是各位，当你要服侍主的时候，那个挑战。那是比做生意还更难更大。
And the only difference is that you depend on the Lord to see how the Lord does it.
但是有大的不同，是这回呢，当你服侍主的时候，你就要依靠主来看他怎么样来做事。
And you find out how great you are.
然后你会发现到他是何等的伟大。
That's how we bow before Him, worship Him.
所以我们就要在他面前屈膝，我们说你实在是伟大。
How God is great God.
我们的神是个大神。
I know the world attracts.The best mind today in business.
我相信我知道这个世俗上是把那些最好的头脑都吸去在这个在做生意商业上面。
Some of them are Chinese too.
有好些都是中国人。
And they go to Taiwan. They go to mainland China. They make big bucks.
好些人就在那里要去台湾到大陆，他们在那里赚很多的钱。
I'm only lamenting the fact that some of the Christians.Whose best mind should be drawn to do heavenly business.
我现在在那里叹息，因为实在是有很多基督徒中那些伟大的那些有大头脑的，他们实在是有智慧，他们应该是为神来做工。
God is our God is a great God.
我们的神是一位大神。
He wants you to be great too.
他也要你成为大的人。
Because he wants Jesus to fill you.
因为他要耶稣的基督的丰满来充满你。
That's what salvation is all about.
这就是救恩的目的。
That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in you in your heart by faith, that he, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God.
所以就求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里面， 叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，并叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Dear brother and sister, do you feel your Christian life is dull, not challenging?
你有没有觉得你的基督徒生活是不是觉得好像很枯燥无味，一点一点挑战都没有？
That is because you have not allowed God, the great God, to be your God, the small God maybe.
那是因为你没有让这位大的神来成为你的神，也许你只让一个小神来成为你的神。
God has a lot of things to be accomplished.
因为在神中间有很多很多事情需要做。
Including how to treat your life.
包括怎么样来安排你自己的生命。
You may be avoiding the man to deal with you.
也许你在那里在躲避他的手，在那里来躲避他的手，来处理你的生命。
That's why you feel Christian life is dull.
所以你觉得这个基督徒生活很没意思。
Dear brother and sister, let me assure you, if you would let God deal with your life, there's a lot of challenge you have to meet.
弟兄们，但是当你愿意将自己的生命让神来掌管的时候，就有很多很多挑战在前面。
I have already mentioned a lot of things in my personal life, the relationship I'm talking about.
我曾经提到一些很多我个人的人际的这个关系上面的一些事情。
I feel today when I'm preaching here, I don't know about you, but I felt the Holy Spirit is pointing to me.Some of you really need to clean up your relationship with your someone.
但是我今天我不知道为什么，但是神在我里面这样的感动。我觉得在这里面在座的有些人，实在是需要神在那里，实在需要你在这个时候将你跟另外一个人的这个关系在那里，实在是把它弄清楚。
It's not an easy thing. You can't do it yourself.
这不是很容易的事情，不是你能够做的。
Only the greatness of God can make you humble.
只有那伟大的神能够让你谦卑下来。
Maybe you have to confess your sin.
也许你需要在那里认罪。
Maybe you have to say you're sorry.
也许你需要说你对不起。
Maybe you have to readjust your relationship.
也许你要把那个关系能够再重新调整。
It's a challenge life for Christians.
但那是一个很大的挑战。
Because you want God to feed your life even now.
因为你现在就希望神能够充满你的生活，充满你的生命。
Dear brother and sister, if your life becomes dull, it is because you have not known Christ as you ought to.
你若是觉得你现在基督生活很枯燥无味的话，那是因为你没有让神在那里做他该做的。
He can change me, a wretched life, and turn into glory. Isn't that a great thing he does?
他能将我这样一个这么样一个无赖，能够把我这样的能够救拔起来，而充满那样的荣耀的话，这是多伟大的事。
He can turn Paul.
他可以将保罗这样转过。
One who persecutes the church.
这一个在当初在那里压迫、在那欺压教会的。
To be an apostle.
而让他成为一个使徒
even loving him enough to die for him without regret
在那里甚至在那里为了主而受死也没有后悔
isn't that a great thing
那是不是一个很伟大的事
dear brothers and sisters how do you look at God
弟兄姊妹们你怎么样看神
oh yeah you have received Christ into your life but that's only for yourself
但当然你说、哦、是啊我已经接受他的 做我的主但只是为你自个人的
how about knowing him as you ought to
有没有想过要认识他正如你要完完全全认识他怎么样呢、
oh,
我们的神是一个大神
You know David when he was young
当大卫年轻的时候
Even when he was taking care of his sheep
在那里虽然他那里只是在那里做牧羊人
He already has received the portion of greatness with the revelation which revealed to Psalm 8
虽然在那个时候他已经接受了神的一个伟大的那一部分在诗篇第八章里头我们已经可以看得出来
Because of that, his attitude changed
因为这样所以他整个这个态度是改变的
When he goes to see his brothers who were in the army
当他在那个时候到了军中去看他的兄弟的时候
They were threatened, challenged by that giant Goliath
在那里他们那些以色列的军在那里被哥利亚在那里挑战
I imagine David might be the shortest in his family.
我相信，也许大卫那时候他在家人中间是个子最矮。
But he is the greatest.
但是他实在是最伟大。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because his heart is different.
因为他的心智不同。
He was thinking about God's glory.
因为他是想到神的荣耀。
He doesn't care about himself.
他不在乎他自己。
He was only lamenting. How come there's no one else who answered the challenge?
他在那只是在那觉得真是难过，为什么没有一个人来出来来这个来迎接这样的挑战
？I believe in the beginning, he wasn't even thinking about himself.
我相信在最初开始的时候，他根本没有想到他自己。
He doesn't have a haunted heart saying, I can do that, I can be glorified, I can show up, show off.
我不相信他那里是有一个心态觉得我可以做，我可以来这里来出头，来这里做事情。
But he was really caring about God's glory.
但他实在是在关心神的荣耀。
The more he said about it, the few people answered.
他在那越在越讲的时候，越没有人来回答他。
Until he had to volunteer himself.
最后他没办法，正好他就自己出来了。
God, David is a great man.
大卫是一个伟大的人。
Because he knew this great God from Psalm 8.
因为他们实在是他认识这位伟大的神。
How did he praise God?
你看他怎么样来赞美神的呢？
Psalm 8 says, O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set a glory above the heavens.
第八，诗篇第八篇，说耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Verse 3 says, When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?
我观看你指头所造的天，第三节，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
David saw God's creation and realized how God is great God. Therefore, his heart is turned away from the petty thing to the greatness of the Lord. Then he became a great man. Dear brothers and sisters, I believe this is necessary for us to have a great God.
我相信这个让我们都有一位大的神，这件事情是很要紧的一件事。
I have no time to get into how we realize a great church.
我没有办法再讲到我们怎么样能才能知道怎么样才是一个大的教会。
But I can only see, I can only say this: when you realize a great God, you have a great church.
我相信只有这样，我只能这么说：说当你了解到我们的神是一位怎么样大的神之后，你才会知道我们的教会是何等大的一个教会。
Dear brother and sister, are you worthy of His greatness?
弟兄姊妹，你们是不是对是配得他这样的伟大呢？
Are you worthy to be called His children?
你们是不是配得称为他的子女？
Are you inheriting a great inheritance from your great father?
有没有在那里能得到这个伟大的父亲所留下来的产业呢？
I don't know how to continue on because God is too great.
我没有办法再讲下去，因为神实在是太大。
I don't know how to finish because God is too great.
我也没办法，我也不知道怎么样来结束，因为神太大。
I didn't even have time to finish on this part, my portion.
连这一段我都没办法讲完。
But whenever I think about God's greatness, I am lost. Myself, the little one, is lost. I'm not important anymore.
但是每次当我想到神何等大的时候，我这个小小的人，我根本就根本想。
And I feel so good.
然后我就会觉得太好了。
My eyes are turned to focus on.
因为我的眼目是在那里定睛下看着他。
And I started to praise him.
于是我就开始在那里敬拜他。
Dear brother and sister, I do believe one thing though. As I finish this message.
我现在快结束的时候，我相信一件事。
It is vitally important that we praise him.
我们来赞美他是一件非常非常重要的事情。
Just as all the psalmists said, our God is great.
就像我们诗人在诗篇上所说的，我们的神是大神。
He is above all gods.
他超过万神之上的神。
When you praise God,
当你这样赞美神的时候
，When you worship Him,
当你在那敬拜神的时候
，You know what the word worship means?
你知道敬拜是什么意思吗
？Worship means worship.
就是表示他是值得的。
When you say God is worthy of my praise, you're worshiping God.
当你说神是配得我的赞美的时候，你就在那敬拜神。
When you worship God.
当你在敬拜神的时候
，Then you become great in your heart.
你的心里面你就会变大。
You cannot avoid it.
你没有办法能避免。
When you begin to praise God of His greatness.
当你在那称赞神的伟大的时候
，Your heart becomes open.
你的心就开了。
Joy comes to you when your heart is open.
喜乐就充满你。
All the trouble has gone away.
所有的这个难题都去了。
All the difficulties of life.Seems to be less important.
所有那些困难，那些生活上的困难，都看起来都没那么重要。
And the power of God is coming to fill you.
而神的能力就来充满你。
You feel good.
你会觉得实在太好了。
In fact, you feel great.
事实上，你会觉得实在是太好了。
Now I want every one of you to feel great.
我希望你们在座每一个人都觉得太好了。
I'm praising our God.
我因着我们来赞美我们的神。
Do we have a praise song we can sing?